When you treat somebody as the most important person, you will create a long-term relationship. That was exactly what Julio did with me. He was treating me as the most important person. I was so committed with him because I said, oh my God, this guy's just, you know, working really hard, investing time on me. I'm not even delivering. He's still investing time on me, calling me every week, making sure I'm fine. You know, we just definitely create a great long-term relationship and friendship, I will say.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Thank you. It's definitely an honor to be here today. Thank you for, you know, this great opportunity to share a little bit about my story today. I have, you know, a paper just to make sure I don't forget, you know, the words and the details. I summarize my life, my story in WealthWave as called to serve. And that's exactly when you say I'm an enrolled agent, I'm an accountant by profession. I help a lot of clients with, you know, IRS representation and things like that, where people have debt with the IRS and accounting, bookkeeping, things you know, that typical accountants, CPAs do for clients. And that's exactly what I do, serving clients, serve people. And that is exactly what is our platform in WealthWave. I'm going to share a little bit about my story, definitely. My father was an accountant as well in Puerto Rico, and I have that in my blood, you know, helping people, preparing tax returns and being a computer, you know, reconciling books. You know, when you have a cent of that is not reconciled by a cent, it's just so tough for us. We want to reconcile at zero. You make sure everything is fine and well done. In 2009, I grew up in Puerto Rico. That's why I speak my first language is Spanish. I moved to Orlando, Florida in 2003. 2003, I started looking for jobs, and I was trying to get out of the accounting field, but I end working for a CPA firm in Orlando. Then 3 years later, I decide to open my own business. I start working and helping a lot of clients. I definitely did open my business in 2006 with my wife. It was me and my wife. She's my great partner for life. And definitely those years were great. You know, we opened a business. You know, Orlando is growing so fast. A lot of foreigners, people from South America, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic. We got to 2,000 clients for him. You know, that was great. We just worked really hard helping a lot of clients. And I have that passion for serve. And that is important here in WealthWave. You have to serve your clients. I definitely recognize, you know, talking to so many clients in a yearly basis. I see every client, you know, every year. You know, you have an accountant pro, you go every year, January to April. And I start recognizing that people need financial education. You know, I have this opportunity to sit down with people in their 60s. Now they're going to retire. They don't have enough money, especially in the Latino community. That's huge. You know, you have people are not savers, you know, and that's something we have to take care of. You know, if I talk to somebody and I see they're not saving, I know they're going to have a problem in the future. And that's exactly when that servant heart comes out and said, I have to do something. I have to help them. But at that time, I was not knowledgeable about the industry. I start helping them with different solutions like financial analysis, cash flow, things like that, but I was not licensed. At that time, that's the perfect moment when I met Julio. Julio came to my office. I'm going to just read a little bit. I remember that same week that I was thinking about helping my clients in other ways. One of my clients set up an appointment to talk to me about a new business for him. Of course, he wants my opinion, but of course, I knew that he was trying to sell me something. That day, my office was packed. It was very warm. Imagine tax season. Julio was there in my reception. You know, my ABC was there. At that moment, was not an ABC. Was studying as well in World Financial Group. And he was sitting by an hour waiting for me. You know, I have so many clients that day. And I said to my assistant, told him that I have just 5 minutes. 5 minutes to take care of him. And he was definitely waiting there. Imagine, I talk to him, I don't even bring him to my office. You know, I bring him in front of the copier, imagine the best blend up, front to the copier and said, yeah, man, you have 5 minutes. I'm sorry, I have my office packed. You know, I need to help these people with the taxes. Julio said, I know you like to serve your client with financial counseling. I was researching about you. Something important that we go to approach an accountant, do some research. Ask, you know, if you have a client, do some research about them. I was researching about you. What do you think about helping your clients with a product that protects their income, save money with no risk, and may have access tax-free? Simple words. Those simple words got my attention, and I start thinking, oh my God, I can help so many clients with this product. That was an IUL. And I got my license in April. Imagine how excited I got. I was, you know, people ask Julio, what you did? How you recruit Hector? You know, just it was simple, you know, simple conversation, 5 minutes with a brochure, IUL brochure, got my attention. I took my license in April. Imagine, I was so excited. Even though I was busy, I took my license quick because the excitement I have. But when I started my career in WorldWave, my first year, I just earned $11,000. Julio was patience. Some things you need is patience in this business. You know, probably a great prospect is not ready for the opportunity that same year. Julio was just waiting for me. He would start traveling from Puerto Rico to Orlando every other week to help me. Even I was not even, you know, the return on investment, imagine just earning $11,000 the first year. I was in the position of Julio. I said, oh my God, he put me in a good place because how he's coming back and I'm not even delivering all the sales we were expecting to be. You know, and that's exactly what I want to share. Real quick, 5 points. Okay. 5 points that I think is so important to be successful in this business. You need to be a servant. It is important to be a servant, and especially in this business. Even when I think about the industry, I'm part of a board of an important company in the industry, in the taxes industry. And the question they have is how we can serve more the clients. You know, if you talk to an accountant and they're saying, you know, I don't have time for that. You know, the big companies, I know that they are going to be disrupted. I'm sorry. You know, they're going to be disrupted. You know, they know if they don't serve more the clients, it's going to be a big issue from there at the end because people now, technology is taking over the industry. It's not an issue just in the financial industry. It's an issue in all industries. You know, technology is taking care of people. Enter to the internet, preparing the taxes. They don't even go to an accountant anymore. And that's why you have to start working in some other services to your clients. First thing is see other people superior to you. My family, my friends, my clients, my associates are in a higher position. I treat them like that. When you treat somebody as the most important person, you will create a long-term relationship. That was exactly what Julio did with me. He was treating me as the most important person. I was so committed with him because I said, oh my God, this guy's just, you know, working really hard, investing time on me. I'm not even delivering. He's still investing time on me, calling me every week, making sure I'm fine. You know, we just definitely create a great long-term relationship and friendship, I will say. The best way to demonstrate your love to others is through service. Serve them as they are in a higher position. I know it's difficult, but it works. Be humble. Those that humble themselves will be exalted, and those who exalt themselves will be humble. Take that in consideration. When you sit down with a clown, see them in a higher position. Treat them so well, like the most important person. That's exactly how I felt it when Julio started working with me. Second, put your interests on the side. People can see when you're looking for your own interest. Something I learned is that people don't care about you until you care about them. That's exactly what happened with my clients. They don't never feel that I'm selling anything. I'm just serving them. I'm just making sure they retire well. I'm making sure they are protected, their income. That's exactly what I do. You may have the best product, but if you go to my office and the only thing I can observe in your eyes is that you want to make money with my clients, I will say no. And that's what happened. You go to a CPA, an accountant, and you sit down, and the only thing they're thinking, this guy wants to make money with my clients. Make sure you just serve them. Ask questions. See where their vision and business, what they want to do, how they treat clients, things like that. I will say, I ask questions. Find out what are your clients' associates. The same thing with your team. If you have a team, ask questions. Put your interests on the side. Put that as a priority in your life, and then you will get whatever you want. Your interest, you will get what you want, but first put them first, priority on them. Third, don't serve expecting people to be appreciated. To appreciate. Typically, we have an incorrect approach. We expect people to be appreciative of what we have done. I think you have to work for a greater calling. If you're just working for somebody to be happy, you will be in trouble. You will fail. Definitely you will fail. People are, by nature, they are not constant. They are different every day. They feel different every day. Just make sure that you have a higher purpose, a higher calling. Then, of course, it doesn't matter what people think. You, if you do the right thing and put them first, life will compensate you well. Four, this is general. I know a lot of you know, but keep your passion. Money will follow you. You know, I see Andy Horner, I see Tom Matthews, they like technology, marketing, they keep their passion. They're making money, but they don't put the money first. Keep your passion. If you feel good like myself, serving people, educating my clients, just do that. Keep your passion, money will follow. Don't put a high goal as a money, just put your passion on the top. And finally, okay, perfect. I will summarize, die empty. Give yourself to others. The cemetery is the wealthiest place in our planet. Because buried there is in the cemetery are ideas that never became reality, business that were never open, books that were never written, people with great talent that never share with the world. Here today, we have people that will increase the wealth of the cemetery. That's the reason people need a tombstone. To be remembered. I commit myself not to be remembered by a tombstone. I want to die empty. I will not increase the wealth of the cemetery. I will increase the wealth of my family, my associates, and my clients. I will deposit myself to others every day, and I will die empty. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.